Peace to you, brothers and sisters. I continue to ask you to pray for Hong Kong.
We have seen that they have reached the 9th day. Today, Hong Kong time, today is the 9th day.
It's into the 9th day in Hong Kong.
我不会在这里表达我的观点。
I won't be telling you my viewpoint.
但是我们每一个人，无论中国人还是亚洲其他国家，还是美国人还是欧洲人。
But whether you are from Asian or you are American or you are people from Europe.
我们都不希望有很悲惨的这种学生的悲剧再次发生。
So none of us would like to see a tragedy happening among the students.
所以我们这个国家已经在近100年的学生运动的历史上，我们已经有很多的悲惨的记忆。
So in the last 100 years, we have a lot of memory of the tragedies student movement.
我们不需要再来一个。
We don't need yet another one.
所以我请弟兄姊妹能够为香港来祷告。
So that's why I ask you, brother and sister, to pray for Hong Kong.
我们先抛弃一些这种很复杂的这些社会政治的这些的观点。
Let's put aside temporarily those complicated political factors.
我们愿意所有人都平安。
We wish that all people will be safe.
愿意能够真正的社会的正义能够得到伸张。
And the social justice may be proclaimed.
是使这个人在这个国家中人的公民的这种尊严能够很好的得到保障。
So the dignity of the citizen may be protected.
就是无论他的观点是否正确，但是我们需要去肯定这种表达的权利。
Whether their viewpoint or proclamation is correct, but the right to proclaim needs to be protected.
所以法国的一个思想家讲一句话说。
So one thinker, a French thinker, said that even though I disagree with your opinion,
但是我愿意用性命去争取你表达观点的权利。
But that I'm willing to put up my life to support your right to proclaim your opinion.
我们基督徒当然不是一种绝对的终极化的这种人权主义者，个人主义的人权主义的。
Though Christians are not the supporter of ultimate human right, personal individual human right supporters.
但是我们肯定人的尊严和权利。
But we certainly want to affirm the dignity of personhood.
我相信有很多有特别从香港来的弟兄姊妹，愿主能够特别赐福安慰你们的心，能够保护看顾在香港的家庭。
So for those brothers and sisters who come from Hong Kong, we wish you have a peaceful heart and the safe of your family back in Hong Kong.
我相信有无数人为的家庭，为这些孩子，为这些年轻的这些中学生、大学生忧心忡忡。
I also believe that many families are worried about those students in their worry about their safety.
在我看来，基督徒除了在 Facebook， 在你的这些网络上去表达这种支持以外，比这些更重要的、更加重要和更加甚至有一个积极结果的，就是你的祈祷。
More than to show your concern in the on the Facebook, the more effective way is to pray for them.
希望我们每一个基督徒能够记得为这些事情来祷告。So
I hope that you can remember them in your prayer.
我也希望大陆的或者香港的或者其他不同地区的这个弟兄姊妹，我们先不去讨论那些地区的这些问题。
So for brothers and sisters from various areas, let's maybe put aside temporarily those area issues.
而是为这个事情的平安和真正带给中国的祝福来祷告。
But pray for the peace and the blessing through this event.
我请大家我们每个人在神的面前来祷告。
So we ask you to pray before God.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你从一本造出万族。
So you have created all nations through one origin.
所有的人类啊，都是你的后裔。
All human race are descendants of you.
都是你自己的手所造的。
All are created by your own hands.
都是你自己所赐予的生命。
All the lives are from you.
主，我们看到在任何一个地区的受苦都是全人类的痛苦。
So, wherever the suffering happens, it's a suffering for the whole world.
主，我们看到今天有越来越多的这种隔离和冷漠。
We have seen the more and more indifferences and the coldness.
甚至在我们中华民族在中国人中间我们也常常有这样的事情。
Even among our Chinese people.
主求你自己在我们中间你的大大的怜悯在我们中间。
We pray that you have mercy, great mercy among us.
愿你的福音和救恩能够在我们中间显明。
So your gospel and your salvation may be revealed among us.
来消除我们国家民族包括我们个人人性的我们所有的这些的罪恶。
So remove all the transgressions from our sinful human nature.
我们为香港来祷告。
We pray for Hong Kong.
求主你自己能够恩待那个地方。
May you be kind and have mercy on that land.
你看顾那些在这些游行的这些的同学们，还有一些年轻人。
Protect those young people, those students in protest.
主求你自己能够。使他们能够心里面平静。
So have peace, give them, grant them the peace in their heart.
不使这个事件能够上升为一种暴力的冲突。
So that this won't be escalated into a violent event.
愿你的平安能够在他们的心里做主。
May your peace reign in their heart.
也让主求你自己能够在教会能够在这个时候能够来显明你的福音。
And also at this time, the church may proclaim your salvation.
使人知道我们的生命的盼望不在任何一种的政治体制里面。
So that we know our ultimate hope is not on any particular political system.
而是真正回归到主，你是我们的大君王的面前。
But only come back to you, who are the king of nation.
我们人生的真正的盼望不在中国梦和美国梦里面。
Our hope is not does not sit on the hope of American dream or China dream.
而是在你的国度里面。
But a dream, but built on top of your kingdom.
主求你自己能够怜悯那些的执政掌权者。
May you also have mercy on those people who are in power.
在他们的心中真正有百姓。
Let them have put the people in their hearts.
让他们知道是你所指派他们来管理和服侍这个国家。
So that they know they are designated by you to serve the nation.
使他们有敬畏的心，知道怎么样向你交账。
So they have a fearful heart, and because they have accounted to you.
主，你自己特别看顾有在我们中间有在香港的弟兄姊妹的家人，或者是他们站在游行，或者是无论是哪一种人在那里生活的。
We also pray for the family members of our brothers and sisters who are still back in Hong Kong, whether they are living there or in protest.
愿主你自己来担他们的重担。
May you offload their burdens.
使他们学习信靠和交托。
So they learn how to trust you and commit their burden on you.
有你自己的安慰，你的你属天的喜乐在他们的心里边。
So they can receive the joy and heavenly peace from you.
天父，求你自己来祝福我们今天的聚会。
So also bless the meeting we're about to have today.
让我们能够真正来听见你的声音。
So we can hear your voice.
主，求你自己使我们的心灵，我们的灵魂能够真正的向着你有柔和谦卑。
So that our heart can be tender and kind toward you.
只使你自己的话语能够真正在我们的心中能够充满能力的运行。
And may your heart may your power can move in our hearts.
因为你自己的法度能够叫我们得到智慧。
Because your command can teach us and give us wisdom.
主，你自己真理的圣灵在我们中间。
May the word of the spirit of truth be among us.
是你的荣耀显明在我们中间。
And your glory may be among us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上一次讲到第七节的，只是讲到第一个部上半部分。
So last time we end at the beginning of the verse 7.
我想呢，我不会很着急的要为了追求讲快而讲快。
I'm not going to hurry it through.
但是我希望我们每一个人能够在这些宝贵的经文里面能够来建立你的生命。
But I'm hoping that you can build up your life through these precious verses.
我们上次讲到第七节讲到呢，天地的启示是不足的，唯有上帝的道才带来全备的启示。
So last time we mentioned that the general revelation is insufficient. Only through the word of God we can have the perfect revelation.
而只有上帝的律法才让我们的心里面能够醒悟。
So there's only the law of God can revive us.
使我们能够得到力量。
So we can gain strength.
使我们的生命得到更新。
So we can our life may be revived.
我今天我要因为时间关系，我要快快的就是要分享的第七节的第二部分。
So I'm going to share about the second half of the verse 7.
所以耶和华的法度确定。
So it talks about the Lord
testimony.
The statue of the Lord are trustworthy. NIV, yeah.
说上帝的法度确定能够让愚人有智慧。
And it says, it will make the simple wise.
我解释过的所有的这些名词都是同义词。
I mentioned that all the nouns, they are actually synonyms.
那他们都是表达是上帝启示的话语或者律法或者是约。
So they are talking about whether it's law, statutes, precepts, or the covenant.
那么这里的法度他要特别强调出来的是上帝的约。
So the statue here is trying to emphasize the covenant of God.
NIV 翻译为章程。
So the NIV says it's statue.
那在ESV 和 KGB 翻译为见证 testimony.
In ESV it translates into testament.
Testimony.
Testimony.
那么在的这句话的基本上我们。大家没有什么争论，就是指上帝的约。
So it's not debatable. Most of people agree, commonly agree, it means the covenant.
约是圣经的另外一个名字。
That's another term used in Bible.
或者说是更加正式的名字。
Or maybe you can say that's a more official term.
那因为什么呢？因为这个约才是圣经真正的名字。
Because the covenant is really the true meaning of Bible.
因为这个 Bible 的意思就是书。
Because the Bible, it means a book.
对，这 Bible 就是来自于希腊文，就是书的意思。
Because the Bible, the word comes from the Greek, the word of as a Bible, as a book.
对，那所以呢，我们说一本书的时候，通常要说书名。
So when we talk about book, we usually mention its title.
如果你去图书馆，你要借一本书，你对那个管理员说：“我想要一本 book。”
如果你if you go to a library and if you want to check out the book, you cannot just say I want the book.
那他可能会问什么 book?
The librarian probably gonna reply, say what book you're talking about?
Just a book.
And you say just a book.
而且呢，是说 只要一本书。
And you should say, I want a book.
谁懂得你要说什么。
Then nobody gonna understand what you want.
你这样是借不到书的。
You cannot really got a book.
如果你再要坚持，不仅仅借不到书而已了。
If you insist upon it, you won't, not only you won't get a book,
而且还要去医院。
People gonna take you to a hospital.
所以呢，圣经里面，圣经的意思就是书。
So the Bible, it means a book.
那到底是什么书？
But what kind of book it is?
我们任何人写书都需要名字，需要 title.
So for us who want to write a book, we need to give the a title.
我要加深你的印象，所以要告诉你们，就是没有人敢写书写的名字。我的书的名字就是 The Book.
So I want to emphasize that there's nobody is there to say, I want to write a book, and the name of the book is The Book.
如果你要关于写书的书呢，也要讲 Book of 什么什么什么。
If you want to say it's the book about something, a book of book, then you would.Have to say book or book.
所以圣经的意思就是书而已。
But the Bible really it just say book.
到底什么书？
But what book it is?
所以就是要大家来记住它是约的书。
So I want you to remember it's a book of covenant.
所以我们圣经分成两部分，一部分叫旧约，一部分叫新约。
So that's why the Bible has two parts. One is called the Old Testament or covenant, and the other part is New Testament or New Covenant.
那所以什么是约呢？
So what is covenant?
所以在整本圣经里面，它告诉我们的最主要的教导，给我们最主要的思想就是约。
So the whole book, the primary concept, the teaching in of the Bible is about this covenant.
所以这个在宗教改革的神学家那里，他们叫圣约神学。
So through the reform
reformation
well through the reformation history they call this as the covenantal history
the covenant theology 就是
theology of covenant
就是圣约神学什么意思呢就是讲整个人类的历史整个上帝要告诉我们他的心意的都在这个约里面。
So what the meaning of the theology of covenant is saying that the all the things God wants to tell us is in this covenant.
很多基督徒做基督徒几十年，读旧约读新约，但他不明白那个约是什么意思。
So many brothers and sisters who read Bible over the last over many years still don't understand what it means the word.Covenant means.
我不想借题发挥。
I'm not trying to elaborate on this.
借着这些经文，然后再讲十次、讲二十次关于圣经约的这个观念。
And through this verse, I'm not going to try to talk about this covenant 10-20 times later.
我以前小时候受到的，就是他们那些传道人就给我的榜样是这样，就一段经文能够讲很长很长，就说明你是很厉害的传道人。
Training, the experience I had when I was young is that if someone can preach a verse for 10-20 times, that means you are really good at preaching.
所以有一个牧师有名的不得了，因为他能够《约翰福音》他讲了120次还没有讲完。
So there is a
约翰福音三章十六节 ，sorry.
The pastor is so famous. Preaching the John 3:16, and he could preach that for 120 times.
到底他讲什么呢？
But what was he preaching about?
那是不重要的，只要他能讲120次就了不起。
That is not important as long as he can preach 120 times.
因为你们知道，在教会文化里面，有的时候有很荒谬的东西。
There's something ridiculous in the church cultures too.
我可以毫不夸张的说，这些经文让我讲，我也可以讲100次。
I can probably not exaggerating saying that I can preach this verse for 100 times too.
我为什么何乐而不为呢？这样就可以变成 famous。
Why don't I do that? Then I will be a famous preacher too.
但我们要来的是认真的学习上帝的教导。
But what we want to do is to learn this the teaching seriously.
上帝的约是确定的。
So the law the statute of the Lord are trustworthy.
它不会改变。
They is not changing.
上帝和人所立的约。
So the covenant made.Between God and us.
上帝在这个约里面他就立的规矩。
So that's the rule set up by God.
守约者，神要赐福给他。
Whoever holds the obey this law, God will bless him.
他会怎么重复到子，直到千代？
So that blessing can last through generations.
而那些被约的呢，上帝要咒诅，要审判他。
Those are disobeyed and go back on their covenant. God will curse them.
Sorry, 这是非常确定的。
And which is also trustworthy.
任何被约者都会付出代价。
Those people are disobedient will pay a cost.
你们知道最近香港游行到底是为了什么？
Do you know why the Hong Kong why what is the background of the protest?
这个雨伞运动。
This umbrella movement.
那到底是为了什么？
What is right?
就是因为政府不守约。
That is because the government is not keeping their words.
所允许的东西，政府之前允许的东西呢，现在要改变。
They the government want to go back on their words.
就是他们的 promise 要变掉了，不一样的。
They want to change the promise they once made.
那所以呢？被约都会付出代价的。
So whenever you go back on your words, you have to pay the cost.
你在人与人的关系里面，这个约定是非常非常重要的。
So the agreement between people, it is very important.
如果你不停的对一个人这个被约，那么这个人际关系就一定会崩溃。
If you keep on going back on your words between your friends and the relationship will be broken.
人怎么样才能够建立与神的关系？
How can we build up the relationship with God?
今天有一些很虚假的这种关于灵修上面的教导。
There are many false teaching in this devotional or spiritual discipline.
天天强调我们要跟神有一个关系。
Just keep on saying that we need to have a spiritual relationship with God.
我们要跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
We need to have a intimate relationship with God.
这些口号是没有错的。
Those slogans are on the surface correct.
这个问题就在于你所认为怎么样跟上帝有一个好的关系。
But the question is, what do you mean by to have a good relation with God?
其实这件事情并不复杂。
Actually, this is not complicated.
就是在圣经里面表达你就是守上帝的约。
In Bible, it simply means that you obey the law of God.
但是我们知道，那这是对我们人性很大的挑战。
But we know this is a great challenge to our human nature.
所以今天用很多的巧计，那让人来迷惑人，以为人跟神之间有个真正的关系。
So there are many other little tricks today. Try to make you feel that you can have a good relationship with God.
却忽视上帝在圣经里面所告诉我们那个约。
Yet, they don't tell you the covenant that is revealed in the book of in the Bible.
我们知道这是一种很虚假的这种属灵的现象。
We know that is a superficial spiritual phenomenon.
上帝的约是不会更改的。
We know the law of God cannot be changed.
所以有被约的人，上帝一定要审判他。
So the covenant, if someone who is not disobey the covenant,
守约的人，神就赐福给他。
They'll be punished, but on the other hand,
这个在圣经里面。再一次又一次，一次又一次的讲。
If you obey the covenant, you will be blessed, which is repeated by the Bible.
但是整本圣经也要告诉我们，人类就是喜欢被约。
But Bible also tell us we are the ones who like to disobey.
那我们就是不愿意去遵行上帝的律法。
We are not willing to follow the law of God.
因为这个律法这个词，那要解释起来有很多的这个含义。我指的就是指上帝。告诉我们的那些立约的那些规定。
Because the law has a lot of different ways to interpret it. I just want to know that, let you know what I'm trying to say is the commandments are given by the Lord.
那这个英文翻译为见证也很有意思。
So,
把这个约翻译为见证。
So it also translates, when it translates the law into testament is also very interesting.
意思是在整个圣经的历史里面可以见证出来上帝所立的约是永不摇动的。
Because it's trying to say that the law of God is unshakable, which is testified in the history, described in the Bible.
在圣经里面总共有七个约。
So in Bible there are totally seven covenants.
有上帝跟亚当立的约。
This covenants between God and Adam.
这样亚当吃了禁果，就是背了那个约的条例。
And Adam ate the forbidden fruit, that is his disobedience to the commandment.
然后就是到这个在伊甸园，在这个犯罪以后，又跟亚当重新立了一个约。
So after the fall of Adam, God made yet another covenant with
然后到亚伯拉罕
Adam, and then
到这个挪亚
and then there's a covenant with Noah.
然后到亚伯拉罕
and then to Abraham.
然后到摩西
and then Moses.
摩西有两次立约
and then twice with Moses.
然后到大卫
and then covenant with David.
最后一个呢，就是叫新约
and finally that's what we call the New Testament.
耶利米先知，上帝透过耶利米先知说，我要以色列家另立新约
which is prophesied by prophet Jeremiah, saying that God said, I will make a new covenant with the household of Israel.
这个约呢，透过耶稣基督所实现
and which is fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
所以这个新约的意思不是时间上的比较新的。
So the New Testament is not talking about in terms of time, which is newer.
是指一种永恒的约。
But it's talking about eternal covenant.
它永远都有效的。
Which is effective. Eternal.
而耶稣实现的这个约的内容，他对我们的祝福是永远生效的。
So when Jesus fulfilled this covenant, the effect to us is all is forever.
所以当你在耶稣基督里面
，So when we are in Christ,
那神的应许对你来讲都是是的，都是真实的。
His promise to us is will always be yes.And true.
因为圣经里面用了那个词叫 Amen, 意思就是最庄严的一个盖章确认，这是绝对不会变更的。
So the yes or Amen in used in the Bible is an ultimate assurance given by God.
所以在圣经的历史就表明一件事，谁守约谁得祝福，谁背约谁受咒诅。
So throughout the history in the Bible, you see that whoever obeyed the covenant will be blessed. On the other hand, on the contrary, if you disobey, then you will be cursed.
所以圣经里面说，这神的约是确定。
So that's why the Bible said his statute is they are trustworthy.
当我们去理解上帝所给我们的这个法度
，So when we try to understand the precepts of the Lord.
或者是我们当我们去考察上帝对他的这个约的这个实行
or we study how God carry out his covenant
我们就能得着智慧
then we can have wisdom
说是愚人有智慧
so it says make the simple wise
这里的愚人我已经讲过了他不是指智商有 缺陷的人
so in Chinese it says a fool which is not talking aboutAre people with low IQ.
就是这里是指一种非常简单的。
But talking about people are simple-minded.
是指一个有人甚至把它翻译为是 baby.
So sometimes some people even translate at people like a baby.
意思就是说他是没有什么知识或者没什么经验的。
So talking about someone who lack of knowledge or inexperience.
但是这一些人如果他愿意去遵守上帝的约。
However, if these people are willing to obey the Lord God,
那意思就是他们就能够得到生活的智慧。
Then it implies that they will have the wisdom of life.
我们做基督徒要知道，我们的生活智慧不需要来自于的那些什么那些世俗的那些教导。
So for Christian, we need to know the wisdom of life doesn't have to go through the secular teaching.
我们不需要懂什么厚黑学啊 ，very hard.
I don't. so we don't need to learn about the
厚黑学。这个就是专门教人怎么去这个诡诈。那这个
we don't need to learn all the tactics in life.
我多少人知道厚黑学？厚黑学。
How many of you knows about this book?Called black and white study.
还好，只有卓然是在江湖上混过的。
Okay. Oh, only 卓然is in 江湖。
对。 但在中国，但是另外一个很流行的是什么？三十六计。
So in Chinese, there's another also the war tactics, 36 war strategies.
圣经里面告诉我们，守上帝的约就有智慧。
But Bible tells us if you obey the Lord God, you will have wisdom.
个人的悲剧也好，社会的悲剧也好，就是在人太多巧计。
The tragedy of individual or the whole world is that because we know too much strategies.
就是不能够啊，不能够去简单的去遵守上帝的约。
Instead of obeying the covenant of the Lord straight out.
其实这是中国人最高的这个做人的境界。
So actually, this is the highest living strategy for Chinese.
叫什么叫？大智若愚
，which is like the wisest man is actually as simple as a fool.
所以那个中国画到了最高境界，那个笔画都是很简单的。
So the Chinese painting, when it comes to the highest level, it's the strokes are actually quite simple.
那算了，那比如说现在一个卖的很贵中国画卖的破纪录的画家吴冠中、他的画是很简单的。
So for example, there's a famous artist. His painting is very simple.
那中国书法到了最高境界，他的那个笔画都是浑然天成，你已经看不到他的技术性的东西。
So the Chinese calligraphy, if it's to the highest level, the stroke is that you cannot even distinguish. Between strokes.
所以就是所谓的表达也很有智慧，但是呢又是很简单的。
So it's expression of wisdom, the highest wisdom yet is very also with simplicity.
其实做基督徒，我们完全不需要辛苦的那么生活的那么辛苦。
So actually, Christian, we don't have to live a very hard, a difficult life.
天天去算计。
Try to be calculating everything.
遵行上帝的律约
，but simply follow the law of God.
当我们做抉择的时候
，whenever we have to choose，
我们要做守约的人
，we want to choose to be a obedient person.
而我们只要去在这个事情的时候，我们有未知，有很多不知道的情况下，我们只要选择遵行上帝的道。
So when we come across unknown future.All we need to do is to follow the way of God.
你就相信神会赐福给你。
And believe, trust in God that He will bless you.
在我们的我们在在我看来啊，中国人的文化里面有很灵活的东西。
So, in my view, in Chinese culture, there things are very agile.
所以我们总是有很多充满很多的这个变数。
So we.Look at all different changing factors.
所以我看到有些中国人到德国留学的时候，就看见这个德国人这么死板啊，实在是难以忍受。
So there are people I'll go to Germany for his study and feel they are too strict and it's hard to tolerate.
我见过全中国最灵活的人是哪里人？你们都不晓得。
Do you know where the people
are? 温州人啊，谢谢。
Who are the most flexible person? That some people said is
这到底是称赞啊，还是什么意思、
I don't know whether that's a compliment, complimentary or is or not.
我真的是接触过很多很多不同地区的人。
Actually, I have seen many.People from many different areas.
但温州人是真的所有人里面最诡诈、最灵活的。
People from Wenzhou, they are indeed very cunning and flexible.
其实在我看来，这都是小聪明。
So they do have this the street smart.
成不了什么大事。
Cannot really do great things.
因为他们缺少大智慧。
Because they are lack of the great wisdom.
这个什么是大智慧
？What is great wisdom?
就是守约。
That is to be obedient to the covenant.
所以很多中国人不能理解的。
So it's hard for Chinese to understand.
为什么这个美国同学的成绩都是 B 和 C， 但是他比我有成就呢？
Why are those people? Why my American classmate, they only get B and C's in their grade? Yeah, they have they achieve more.
我的数学水平比他高几个水平几个 level， 但是为什么？我还是不如他呢。
How come my achievement is not as good, even though my math grade is a few grade higher?
中国人有一套解释的。
Chinese has some explanation.
在中国他就说因为我什么我没背景。
So in China, you can excuse yourself saying that I don't have a family connections.
所以呢我这个家庭关系啊，对，是因为什么？因为我不是红二代。
Because I'm not a descendant of some party leaders.
然后呢，在美国呢，他就说种族歧视。
So in U.S. the Chinese would say, "Oh, because I'm discriminated."
但我们看到很可惜，很少自我反省。
But unfortunately, we hardly see people reflect upon.themselves.
整天玩那些雕虫小技，那说话不算话，那种让人没有办法信任的事情。
So, we just keep on doing the things with the little tricks and become a untrustworthy person.
所以我们看到真正的智慧是什么？是那些能够守约的人。
So, what is the great wisdom? Are those for those people who can hold?Tied to their promise.
在圣经里面，在生命记里面讲的非常的清楚。
So it's clear in the Deuteronomy.
就是说，守上帝的约，你会子子孙孙，你都会得到祝福。
So you'll be blessed through generations if you are a promise keeper.
但是我们对神，我们常常有那种不信的恶心。
But we all often has this disbelieving attitude toward God.
我们不相信守上帝的约会给我们带来祝福。
And we don't believe that obeying the command of the Lord will bring us blessing.
我们更希望有什么这个巧门。
I would rather to have to know some little tricks.
我相信很多人都看过一部电影啊，我真是看了很喜欢，就是《阿甘正传》。
I really like a movie. It's
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Yeah, a American movie.
其中里面有一幕对我特别的感动。
I'm very touched, especially one particular scene.
就是呢，那个他的那个 Bob 那个战友。
That is his
那个大嘴巴
comrades,
那个 Bob。
A big mouth comrade.
对，然后呢，一个黑人，然后他就说
，Who is a black?
他一坐下来就跟他说很多关于虾的事情。
So he sat down and talked to Forrest Gump about a lot of things about shrimps.
对，什么烤虾、煮虾、什么虾干，反正总是讲的是虾汤，反正总是讲的都是虾的事情。
It talks about all kinds of shrimps, always about how to prepare shrimps.
哇，这个阿甘受他影响，他说我以后要什么，要去捕虾。
So Forrest Gump was great influence and saying, I want to be a fisherman in the future.
然后他说我捕到怎么样呢？我会分一半给你。
And he said, whenever I catch some, I will give you half.
对，你们看到他去捕虾，对不对？
So you remember he went to catch the shrimp?
捕了好几次都没有虾。
He got nothing over a couple times.
有一次终于抓到了两条虾。
And finally he got two.
你知道他做什么
？So what did he do?
送一条到他的战友家里。
So he just take one to his comrade.
他战友已经死了。
And his comrade was passed away already.
但是他对他有 promise.
But he has promised to this person.
所以呢，两条虾就送一条给他。
So he take half of his catch to his friend.
那些家人都看他神经病。
So his family members think he's crazy.
后来他赚到2亿的时候。
So when he got to 200 millions. When he got 200 millions.
对，然后呢，他就分了1亿给他那个他的战友。
And he gave 100 millions to his comrade.
结果他的母亲当场就晕倒。
And his mother faint at that point.
所以呢，本来他的这个战友的妈妈天天给别人煮虾的，现在是坐在那里，人家端虾给他吃。
So this the mother of that comrade was a cooker used to serve people. Now she's been served.
那个电影告诉你什么叫守约。
So that movie tell you what it means to be a promise keeper.
人都死了，他都在遵循他的约定。
So the promise last even when the other party passed away.
他没有人知道他没有这样的约定。
Nobody knows that there is such a promise between them, the agreement between them.
阿甘正传真正表达美国的传统精神。
So this movie tells us the traditional value of American society.
所以在很多人看来， 这种是很傻的事情。
So to many, this is a foolish thing.
但是神喜悦我们能够遵守他的约。
But God delights us to be obedient, to be a promise keeper.
基督徒为什么不可以离婚？
Why couldn't Christian divorce?
很多人总认为，因为这是什么？因为这是律法死死的把我们捆绑在一起。
Some people explain that it is because the law that bind us together.
因为这是个约。
But it is because this is a covenant.
所以呢，不离婚就是守约。
So, to
don't divorce.
Don't divorce is to keep that covenant.
所以意思就是你要相信，为什么我们不离婚？认为不是一种死命令，所谓的律法捆绑我们，是相信守约是蒙福的。
So it's not that because we are trying to follow the strict rule for not going for not divorcing but it is because we know that it will be blessed if we keep the covenant.
你们知道吗？
Do you know that?
每一个礼拜天来做礼拜，这就是基督徒、上帝和基督徒之间的约。
To come on every Sunday is a covenant between God and His people.
你相信不相信？你守约，好好做礼拜，神会赐福给你。
Do you believe that if you come faithfully, God will bless you?
但是这个观念在美国今天正在不断的被淡化，甚至呢，在失去这样伟大的传统。
But this tradition, is being diluted in American society today.
基督徒可以任意对待礼拜天。
So Christians are take lightly on the Sunday worship.
我说一次、两次、三次，我要再说。今天有无数的人总是安排礼拜天去度假。
So I want to say, again and again, that many people use Sunday as a day for their vacation.
你知道？这是对神的不尊重。
You know, this is a dishonoring our God.
你就是陷自己于悖约里面。
You put yourself in a state of a disobedience.
神要我们去守他的约，其中一条就包括守安息。
So one of the covenant, one of the things that we need to hold is that to hold the Sabbath.
今天很多基督徒我们要知道，你奉献给神，这是一种约。
So for many Christians, you need to know that the tithe is part of the covenant.
这是神向我们所要的。
That is what God desires for us.
但是我们常常会什么？会偷工减料。
But very often we try to skip on this.
做基督徒很难去实行十分之一的奉献。
It's difficult for us to keep the tithe.
因为很多钱的时候觉得这么多拿出去。
Because when we are rich, we feel it's a lot. Well, one tenth is a lot.
没钱的时候，我都没钱的，还要拿这么多出去。
So when we are poor, we feel that it's very stretched to give one tenth.
你要相信，你守约，神会赐福给你。
So you need to believe that when you are obedient to the Lord, God will bless you.
但最重要的，神的约实现在耶稣基督里面。
But most importantly, the covenant is fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
当你使自己真正生活在耶稣基督里面。
So when you live in Christ,
这就是得到智慧。
That is to have wisdom.
在我想呢，要读一段经文。我猜我是没有太不太会有机会讲诗篇一百十九篇。
So I probably won't have time to preach this Psalm 119.
我没找到。我想希望我不会记错，应该是在97节、98节。
Probably is around verse 97.
119的第十九，我想有圣经的人请大家都来翻出来。
If you have Bible, please turn to Psalm 119, verse 97.
第九十七开始好了。
Starting from verse 97.
第九十七，我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。我比我的师父更通达，因我思想你的法度。我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的训词。所以在这里用三个这个排比告诉我们，有上帝的道，你要比什么年老的更加明白，比师父更加通达，比仇敌更有智慧。
So the three parallel sentence describe it here, saying that you if you love the law of God, you will be wiser than your enemy, wiser than your teacher, and wiser than the elders.
今天基督徒在世上，我们用各种方法寻求所谓的智慧，却忽略上帝的话。
So Christian today seek wisdom outside the word of God.
我们没有像大卫所表达的爱慕上帝的律法。
Rather than love the law of God.
求神能够怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们看重他的约。
When let us to to hold tight to the covenant.
使我们能够做一个守约的人。
So we can become a promise keeper.
我们神的约到底是哪一些？我们需要仔细的看圣经。
We need to study Bible to know what are the what is the covenant.
我只是简单的列出几个来告诉我们。
So I'm only point out the few. I pointed out the few.
所以圣经就是神和我们的一本约书。
So Bible is the book of covenant between God and us.
这是你不能够忽略的。
That is something you ought not to ignore.
所以我圣餐礼拜会接续的这个信息。
So this Holy Communion, I'm continuing on this thought.
圣餐就是耶稣说，我要为你们
的。The Holy Communion is described by Jesus.
他的身体破裂就是要立成新约。
The purpose of the broken body is to fulfill the new covenant.
所以我们领受圣餐就是表明我们进入神的约。
So when we receive the communion, we are proclaiming entering into His covenant.
所以耶稣说，凡不领受不吃我的肉不喝我的血的，就跟我无关。
So that's why Jesus said, if you don't take my blood and body, then you have nothing to do with me. Because you are outside of the covenant. Without that, we are still people without covenant. So only through Jesus Christ we can brought into this gracious covenant. And today we can live out this covenant through Jesus Christ. And we want to pray before the Lord. Lord, we thank you. May you give us a fearful heart. So that we know to revere this covenant. We were the people, were disobedient people in when we were with Adam. But through the death and resurrection of Christ, we have been brought into this new covenant. So whenever we receive this bread and cup, we are remembering of Jesus Christ. So that we can be, will be part of this covenant. And become people of your kingdom. So the abundant grace and a promise through this covenant may be manifested in our life. We know this is totally your grace, which is we are unworthy. So may you give us a heart of repentance. Though we are redeemed, but we are often lived in a disobedient life. We need you to strengthen us again through your grace. So we may regain the strength in Jesus Christ. So we can testify this covenant in the world. May you protect protect and safeguard us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So now give thanks for the bread. So on night when Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body." And he broke it and said, "Take this." So if you are in the back, we like to ask you come into the sanctuary. If you have not been baptized, we like to ask you refrain from receiving the bread temporarily. So when you receive the bread, please hold and wait, and we can take the bread together once everyone, all of us received it. Shall we stand and receive the bread? Please remain standing and we'll give thanks to the cup. So after the supper, Jesus took up the cup and said, "This is my blood shed for you, become the salvation for many, and into the new covenant, and share this." Please be seated. Again, I'd like to ask you to stand up. With grateful heart and a faithful attitude, we take this cup. And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Through Jesus Christ, we may be close, come near to you. And through his resurrection, we may be called children of you. May the life of your Son Jesus Christ grow in us. So for everyone who received the cups and the bread, we can reflect your glory. To be united in you. And have a part of become part of your covenant. And testify your salvation in the world. And bless everyone who comes to before you today. To experience the, your presence that you have asked us to come before you. So we receive the teaching. That is also the guidance of Holy Spirit. We can encourage each other. May your peace, may your joy, may your mercy, may your glory, may your strength in spirit be with us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
Today's response song is from the hymn book number 523, the Spirit Song.
我们只唱第一节。
We'll be only singing verse 1.